Intro take two. Welcome to Church Online on Christmas Day or whenever you're watching this. A special welcome if you're with us for the first time. My name is Lynn. I have the privilege of being the minister at Adelaide West and I'll be sharing with you today. We gather together in this holy season to celebrate Christmas without borders. And in this simple service, we'll be singing carols, we'll listen to the scriptures, we'll hear from some people what Christmas means to them. There'll be a short message and we'll pray together. On the Facebook page and group, there are activity sheets for kids and also mindfulness sheets for anyone that would like them. It's a time to worship on this holy day, a time of connecting with God, a time of connecting with each other in a virtual way, a time of prayer, a time to reflect on the birth of a baby that changed the world forever. It is Christmas without borders, God's love without limits. May you experience the joy of this holy day and season in this service. In Advent, the season of waiting for the coming of Jesus at Christmas, we lit four candles representing hope, peace, joy, and love. And today, we light the candle of hope as we live in hope for a better world. We light the candle of peace, remembering that God's peace brings peace to our world. And the candle of joy, remembering that joy is the sign of the presence of God. And the fourth candle, the candle of love, remembering that God's love led to the birth of Christ. And now, today, we light the Christ candle. Reminding us of the birth of Jesus, born for all, the true Christmas that has no borders. Emmanuel, God be with us, lighting hope, peace, joy, and love in our lives so that we may shine on our world. Amen. We worship God together. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Sinners reconciled. Joyful all you nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb, veiled in flesh the Godhead seen.
Hark, the
newborn King.
What Christmas means to me is the birth of Jesus, lots of shopping, gift giving and getting, and a family lunch.
Spending time with family, giving and receiving presents, and celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ is what Christmas means to me.
Christmas means to me an opportunity to relax, refresh, catch up with some family you haven't seen for a while. I also really like just reflecting on Christ's coming. It's not a trite thing, and it's an important thing to do in a life that can get really busy sometimes, and it's a really significant time to do that.
Christmas to me is about connection. God connected with us when he sent his son to us, and I just love connecting with family and friends at this time, whether it's letters or get-togethers or food. All about connection.
To me, Christmas is hope and wonder. God's love for us is so far beyond our comprehension.
Christmas time, the birds all sing, the rabbits jump, the lizards crawl at Christmas time. The outback rings and all for the birth of God, at the birth of God. For the birth of God. At the birth of God. For the birth of God. For the birth of God. With such exciting news they'd never heard before. They came from all the land to see this baby in the straw. And if you were there, you would have seen the wise old kangaroo. Oh, I've stopped in droughts and swum the floods. I've hopped around both up and down through hills and plains. I've never seen such a baby in the straw. At the birth of God. For the birth of God. At the birth of God. For the birth of God. For the birth of God. With such exciting news they'd never heard before. They came from all the land to see this baby in the straw. And if you were there, you would have heard the wise little bandicoot. Oh, I've snuffled and fussicked the midnight scrub. I've been in logs and fogs and bog. Well, bless my days, I've never heard of a baby in the straw. At the birth of God. 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 With such exciting news they'd never heard before. They came from all the land to see this baby in the straw. And if you were there, you would have heard the wise old noisy crow. Oh, I've flown this land, seen many a baby born in burrows, trees and furrows, yet this one outshines them all, this baby in the straw. At the birth of God, the wallabies hop, at the birth of God, the kookaburras fly, at the birth of God, the platypus springs, for the birth of God, the kookaburras laugh, for the birth of God. Such exciting news they'd never heard before. They came from all the land to see this baby in the straw.
In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinus was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth, laying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favours." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Here we are. It's Christmas once again. You know, when we plan services at Christmas, we're always looking for a new angle, a new message, something new. We do that as we don't just want to do what we've always done. We want to come up with a new way to tell the story. It's understandable, but is it necessary? The new thing has been done by God. Christmas services can be traditional and familiar, where we feel at home. There's something about the story that is familiar to us all, even if we've only heard about the story through Christmas carols. Sometimes there's an expectation of tradition. There's a reaffirmation of promise. We hear the story again. In some ways, we hear it afresh as we can forget parts of it during the year. We lose our grip on it somehow. We listen to the doom and gloom in the world around us. We get caught up in a world that denies the presence of the incarnate one, God in the flesh. We put up borders, limits in our understanding of God. We get caught up in COVID numbers and border restrictions. We have our doubts. We forget the story of hope and promise and joy, the story of the one who was born into this world of pain, the story of a baby in the straw with a message of love, the story of the baby that changed the world forever. We hear echoes of that story in the song we've sung, "Christmas in the Scrub." At Christmas time, the outback rings, and all for the birth of God. We've heard people sharing what Christmas means to them. It's not everything. They were asked for a few sentences. How do you describe Christmas in a sentence or two? But I love to hear what Christmas means to others. We all have a different perspective, bring out different elements of the story. Some of us talk about its significance to our lives and to our faith, and others share the experiences that we have on the day. And as I'd asked others to do this, it would only be fair if I do it as well. So this is my effort. Christmas to me is the celebration of the birth of a baby 2,000 years ago that changed the world forever. Born as God with flesh on, bringing us hope, peace, joy and love in a whole new way. It seems inadequate. There is so much more that could be said. In a way, that's the point. It's hard to put this story into a sentence or two. It's hard to put it into a 10-minute message. The good news is we are part of the story. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord." Good news of great joy for all the people. We are all invited to the table. There are no borders, no limits. Jesus came to break down the borders. And now we know the forgiving power of the Christ child. Borders limit us, but there are no limits to the good news that the angel brings. It's good news of great joy. This is the birth of Jesus, God incarnate, God with flesh on, born as a human, as one of us, laid to rest in a manger, a feed trough, grew up to be a carpenter, before teaching people a whole new way of living, the way of love and peace, loving God, loving others. He challenged the establishments of the day, stood up for the poor and oppressed, treated people with compassion, was betrayed by a friend, had an unjust trial, died an awful death to take my place and yours, to break down the borders. He rose from the dead, ascended to heaven, and we long for his return for the reconciliation of all creation. Friends, this is the gospel and this is good news. Good news of great joy for all people, not some people, all people. We're invited to the table, a table without borders or limits, the table of love, the table of smiling, laughing and sharing. The invitation to the table is a gift for each of us, a gift of good news and great joy without borders. Unlike the gift of COVID, which seems to keep on giving, this time last year we were looking forward to 2021. Remember how we said, bring on 2021. And then 2021 came and it hasn't been the good news, the gift that we were hoping for. There have been borders in Australia, stronger borders than in 2020. There are the cartoons and the clever things with nativities and face masks that show us in some way how our life has changed. But it's also interesting just looking at the words of the year for the dictionary, or dictionaries this year. For the Oxford Dictionary, the word of the year is vax. The Cambridge Dictionary word of the year is perseverance, capturing the undaunted will of the people across the world to never give up, despite the many challenges of 2021. For the Merriam-Webster, the word is vaccine. This was the promising medical solution to the pandemic that also became a political argument and source of division. The biggest science story of our time quickly becomes the biggest debate around the world, and the word at the centre of both stories is vaccine. And then there's the Australian Macquarie Dictionary, where the word is strollout, referring to the rollout of the vaccination program in Australia with reference to the perceived lack of speed. This took both the People's Choice Award and the judging committee's selection. You know, these words are the gifts of 2021, revealing some of what we've experienced this year, 2021 with borders. Unlike this painting. I love this painting of the Nativity. It's called The Gift by Reverend Robin Davis. Robin is a Wadi Wadi woman who sees her paintings as a spiritual gift, enabling her to bring the Word of God into areas where it would not normally be. I love the rich colours, the sense of hope, the sun, the peace of Mary, Joseph and Jesus and their glow. I love the wise men as three emus, the sense of journey and the track surrounding the scene develops branches leading to Christ, symbolic of the journey that we all take towards God. Jesus came to take away borders, to break down any borders between us and God and between us and others. We can do this as there are no borders to God's love. There are no borders to Christmas. Our Advent series has been the Without Borders series. And we've explored in the 4 weeks up to Christmas, hope without borders. God's love has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And this brings us hope, hope in our lives, hope for a better world. The vision of Adelaide West is to be a community of acceptance, hope, and transformation in Jesus. Peace without borders. Peace is not just being without war, but the presence of joyful tranquility. It is wholeness, rest. God's peace is the home that we seek. We can have peace with God, peace with ourselves, and peace with others. Joy without borders. God is the source of our joy. Joy is not necessarily the absence of suffering, but the presence of God. Joy can be found in all circumstances, including struggle. And love without borders. God's love for us is so deep, so wide. We are loved, and there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's love has removed any borders. Don't forget the story. The wonder of the story, the new thing that God did that continues to be new to us every day. As we celebrate the birth of a baby 2,000 years ago that changed the world forever, remember Jesus born as God with flesh on. Christ our Saviour is born, bringing us hope, peace, joy and love in a whole new way. May the peace of God be your peace. May the love of God be the love that you show. May the joy of God be the joy that you know. And may the world that God would see be found in you. Amen. We come to our time of prayer, including our prayers for others. What we'll be doing is we'll be basing our prayers for others around the five candles that we lit earlier. And at the end of each prayer, we'll say, "This is our prayer," and I invite you to say, "Lord, hear our prayer together." Let's pray. Arawatana Nagapala Nugathana. God Most High, our Maker, we worship you today on this Christmas Day. We're so thankful for the story, the holy infant, the shepherds in their fields, heavenly hosts saying Alleluia, glory to God in the highest, the wondrous star shining in the darkness. Christ our Saviour is born. The borders are broken down, cast aside. There are no barriers to your love, no limits to your love, joy, peace and hope. We worship and adore you this day. Alleluia. And as we worship you, we're mindful of our regrets, our sin, our words, thoughts and actions that are not of you. Thank you that through the coming and death of Jesus, our sins are forgiven. Holy Spirit, help us to show the love of God in our lives, and that the world that God sees, that better world, would be found in us. We come now to pray for others, and we think of the candle of joy.
We remember people we've loved and lost. We pause to remember their names, faces, voices. We pray for hope in the sadness. We pray for all who have lost loved ones through death, distance, or estrangement. We pray for those who have empty chairs at the table. We pray that joy will be found in the stillness. This is our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer.
We think of the candle of hope. And we pray for people struggling, those who find Christmas a struggle, with dysfunctional families, broken relationships, loss of jobs or security or bad memories. We lift their faces and names to you and pray for hope. This is our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for people in our midst or those we know with health issues or in pain. For those awaiting or recovering from surgery, we pray for healing and laughter. We lift their faces and names to you and pray for your love and hope. This is our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer. The candle of peace. We pray for our world at this time, for those impacted by war, famine, disasters, human trafficking, and the greed of others. We pray for hope, peace, joy, and love. We pray for those affected by the deadly storms in the United States, in the South, and in the Midwest, as well as following the typhoon in the Philippines and the need for food and water. This is our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer.
And candle 5, the Christ candle. We pray for those we know that don't know you, that they will come to know your love. And we pray for those around us right now, the people we'll see today. We pray for hope, for your hope to renew and refresh in the night and in the everyday. We lift our prayers to you together this Christmas day in the name of Jesus, who brings joy to the world. This is our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Amen.
Heaven and nature sing, and hell and hell and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Saviour reigns. Let us our songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains.
We pray that this service has helped you to experience Christmas today. If you would like prayer, we would love to pray with you. Send us an email, or if you're watching live, press the prayer button and that'll come to us and we'll be praying with you. In our Giving Hope at Christmas, we bring food and goods for the community share table here at Adelaide West or somewhere close to you. And can I also encourage you to give to the Christmas Bowl? This is part of Act for Peace across denominations, confronting injustice together and sharing God's love. And you can simply Google Christmas Bowl. We also continue to bring our offering. And as we do that, we pray that God's love would be shared around the world. There are no services on the 26th of December as the second day of Christmas, online or in person, but we'll be back to worship together on Sunday the 2nd of January, online at 10 o'clock and thereafter, and in person at 9:15 a.m., 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. In this Christmas season, we remember that Christmas is without borders. God's hope, peace, joy, and love have no limits. We have a seat at the table. And today, as we celebrate the birth of the baby that changed the world forever, and God's hope, peace, joy, and love, may it fill us and sustain us. May the grace and kindness of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship, friendship, and unity of the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you always. Amen. Merry Christmas.